This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, as we kick off the third hour of this live Saturday episode, it's me, Ian.
And me, the captain.
We will go to your phone calls and thoughts. In fact, we're going to go to Discord first up in this hour, because that is where, well, a gentleman is waiting patiently, but also that is where you can sound way better than if you call in on the phones. Now, I know that it doesn't matter to you how you call in, and you know, whatever's the easiest method is probably the best one. But if you don't mind, if you, you know, like to call in to talk radio, I would like it if you were calling on our Discord lines, because it just sounds better. It just, it's easier to listen to. It's more pleasant as a listening experience to hear somebody that sounds like they're not on the phone and has a more full, because the phones cut out your, like, certain parts of your voice, right?
It does.
The wavelengths of your voice.
And it's a very narrow bandwidth that you hear. And it's surrounding 1K, 1,000 hertz, if you will.
Yeah.
That's the most sensitive your ears are, that particular frequency.
Yeah, you can't hear real
bandwidth.
Low frequencies on the
phone. Is why everybody loves the bass when they go to, like, the concerts and shows, because you feel it.
Right.
It can't be reproduced over in an analog telephone line.
But we can hear you better if you're on our Discord server. So go to discord.lrn.fm, and if we have a better time listening to you, that means that you might stay on a little longer. It might mean our listeners will listen longer, so it's good for everybody. Discord.lrn.fm, and it also means if you're calling internationally, it costs you nothing.
Correct.
So that's why we've got our next caller calling from Switzerland, where it is, what is it, like 2 or 3 in the morning there? What time is it right now where you are, Fabian?
3 a.m.
3 a.m. So thanks for staying up late with us. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening to all the stuff you guys have been doing with the lockdown and stuff, and it has been really tense, you know, like in the United States.
Yes.
Here in Switzerland, we had like a semi-lockdown only.
Semi, okay. What does that mean?
We didn't take all this much of these precautions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In March, we closed down our stores and stuff.
Really?
But, we did, yeah. And
when you say close down the stores, what about, like, grocery stores or places where people would go?
Yeah, yeah, grocery stores were still open.
They were
always.
Okay.
Always been, you know.
What about restaurants? Were restaurants closed?
They were closed.
They were, right. Okay.
Yes. And that's also my main grief with all these measures they have they took. Because it only affected small businesses,
of course,
you know, yeah. And just recently, I read like the German Minister of Interiors, Jens Spahn, he's called, and he said it was a mistake what we did.
Really?
Yes, that's what he said.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
How many businesses have closed permanently where you are? Captain, you were telling us that San Francisco, it's something like half the businesses who closed are closed permanently.
Half the small businesses, specifically.
Yeah, it's only small businesses. And this is what gives me a main big gripe. You know, it makes me angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because all this stuff only affects small businesses.
Yep.
You know? Yep.
Well, these big corporations, I mean, that's not to say that there won't be some big corporations that are going under. I mean, certainly, for instance, JCPenney is an example of this right now here in Keene, which is where we are here in New Hampshire. The store here is closing. The entire chain has gone bankrupt.
Were they closing pre-COVID?
You know, that's the thing, is there's a lot of businesses that were sort of on the edge.
Yeah.
And then COVID was the situation, the crackdown from COVID, the government crackdown, pushed them over the edge. So, like, a lot of new newspapers that probably would have gone out of business eventually are going to go out of business sooner.
Right.
JCPenney probably was going to go bankrupt, but now they went bankrupt already. So it sort of accelerated that process to some extent. But you're certainly right. It's the small businesses that are, you know, they're not sitting on huge nest eggs of billions of dollars in, you know, real estate or whatever that they can tap into.
And now you have certain leaders now in politics, no? And the last news that I saw was Nancy Pelosi. She went into a hair store.
Yeah,
after she made them close.
Yeah, I heard about this. But I just want to clarify something. I don't consider these people to be leaders. Okay, they are politicians, which means they're scum, and they shouldn't be trusted. They
I agree. Yeah. I agree on that. But,
yeah. They shouldn't be leading anybody. I mean, they'd lead you off
the cliff. But we know the situation which we have, and this is what we have. You know, they are our leaders, even if we don't agree.
I disagree.
Obviously.
They're not leaders. Obviously. They're not leaders. Look, if they were leaders, if they were leaders, then people would follow them voluntarily.
Yeah,
they would have good ideas.
Yeah. You and me agree on that.
Yeah.
Obviously. You know. But yeah.
What a leader does is they set the example.
Being a leader. Being a leader. Of course, right. You know. But the incredible hypocrisy behind that. It's just amazing. It's just
With Pelosi showing up at the barber shop alone in a closed barber shop, getting taken care of.
It's just crazy. And it's the same like with you know, for example, me myself with the protests and stuff. I agree with people protesting 100%.
Me too.
Like, you should always voice your opinion.
Yes,
that's great stuff. You know, but then go on. And like try to moralize people for the same thing, because you say like, oh, it's a pandemic, don't protest, and then do the same thing. Come on, it's like right now in 2020, this incredible hypocrisy. It's crazy. It is.
This is a crazy time. I mean, it is just so frustrating out there, and I think this will lead into our next conversation pretty well. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it, Fabian, and appreciate you again. You staying up late there listening to us live.
Great. Thank you.
Awesome. So we go to Jerry in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS on the FM side. Go ahead, Jerry. Jerry? Do we have Jerry in Charleston, West Virginia? Jerry going once?
Jura.
Jerry going twice.
Jura, come in.
Stand by, Jerry. We'll put you back on hold. Maybe there's something...
Shepherd to lost sheep. Shepherd to lost sheep. Come in, lost sheep.
Could be some technical difficulties there. So, Captain, we did something last night that was unusual in that...
Oh, God.
In a few different ways.
That long-haired yellow shirt guy is still bugging me.
Let's talk about that and who that was and what we did. Do you want to introduce this?
Yeah, so, as the listeners may be aware of... Basically, all forms of entertainment have been stifled, if not ended completely. There are some people who are trying to figure out, that is, innovate a way around that. And here in New Hampshire, at least, there's a production company doing these drive-in productions.
Yeah.
They're at the fairgrounds.
Which we had heard about these things over the summertime.
There's a couple of rock concerts. Blue Oyster Cult played, a couple other, you know, cover bands, tribute bands, that kind of thing.
But when we talked about it over the summer, it was happening in other cities elsewhere. And, and our general response to it was like, lame.
Yeah, it sounds
so lame.
Like, for me as a metal guy, you can't have a metal show without a mosh pit. And certainly not. I mean, unless they suddenly combine like a demolition derby and a heavy metal show. Actually, that might be an idea if you're an aspiring promoter out there. It might not be a horrible idea. But so
they've
put
had
on
demolition derbies at the fairgrounds.
I'm also a comedian. For those who don't know, you can hear some of my work at lcaptainkickass.com. I'm like the cussing heavy metal version of Weird Al.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. So. As a comedian, I'd like to support other comedians, and Jim Brewer is a comedian who's been around for 30 years. He's also a self-professed heavy metal comedian. He loves heavy metal. He listens to it and that kind of thing. So I identify with him, and I've followed his career pretty closely. And they were like, hey, Jim Brewer's coming to town. And so you, through some other folks in radio, were able to alert us to this, and we went to the show. And that's where we're at and what we're about to talk about is this show. Now, I had heard, because I talked to somebody I met in a restaurant that went to one of the drive-in concerts, the Blue Oyster Cult in particular.
The same promoter, the same place.
And he said that, oh, yeah, it was pretty relaxed. It was more like a party. You basically pay for the car, not for a ticket. Mm-hmm. You get two parking spots. You park in one of them, and then you get your lawn chairs and your cooler out, and you just sit down and enjoy the show. And it was more of a party environment, and so that's why we went.
Yeah, that sounded really good to me. Like, it sounded like, oh, cool. You could just go and have a good time, and there's not going to be a bunch of people hassling you about some stupid-ass rules.
Boy, were we wrong.
We'll get into that coming up here in moments. 855 450 Free Like Freedom. Disappointedly wrong. On the way, it's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach three surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Maxwell, she's just scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, eat the grain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody says,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
around here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
The captain.
I want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. They are a great site to go to get started in the world of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, where and Bitcoin Cash. They'll tell you a lot about that, too, where you can get started in that world because, you know, it's not too late right now. You may think, oh, my God, Bitcoin's over $10,000 per Bitcoin. By the way, it's down because it was over $12,000, and now it's down to like $10,200 today. But it's definitely not too late. It's still pretty early on in all this. It may be that 10 years from now, we're looking back and we'll say, my God, remember when Bitcoin was only $10,000? That's a future that could be a reality. Now, we don't know what the future holds, but it's a good idea to go and get started over at Bitcoin.com, and they'll take you through the Get Started section. There's like a 2 or 3 minute long video there that can give you the basics, and that's where you got to start.
They've got a new section, too. There's a couple authors I follow that regularly write for them. I think Jamie Redmond's one.
He's a good one.
Good stuff.
Check out news.bitcoin.com if you want to see the latest news headlines, as we will tell you more about our... I hesitate to call it an adventure, a disappointing journey into mask crazed enforcement.
For me, this was probably the second thing fun that I would get to do this summer.
The first being Forkfest,
which was great fun. And no hassle at all about anything. No masks, no social distancing, none of that.
It's going to be hard to top.
We had actual live music, which was completely shut down for all public events, so that was fun.
Yeah.
But to me, I was like, okay, well, let's go do this thing and see how it is. I like Jim Brewer. He's a funny guy. And so we went. So we got a couple cars full of people.
Right.
We trucked on over, and we parked. And we started unloading our chairs, and oh look, there's a merch table.
Yeah,
you know,
and there was these yellow jacketed, vested men and women who, of course, were helping people park. This was a drive-in show. The idea being that you get a parking spot, and then you get another parking spot right next to it where people can set up their chairs and sit and watch whatever show is going to be on. And so after we got all parked and everything like that, you noticed the merch table, and there wasn't very many people over there.
No, and we said, well, let's go check it out because we've got some time. We got there early.
Yeah, we got our 90 minutes early.
Yeah. So, let's do something. And so we attempted to walk over to the merch table. We were confronted by this yellow jacketed person who obviously was staff working for this event.
Security team.
And he goes something like, next time wear your masks. No, before we did the merch table, though, I actually had walked over to one of the other carloads that we knew people at.
Yeah.
And that's when somebody had said, next time wear your mask before when you leave your spot, so to speak. And I'm like, really? I'm outdoors. I'm well more than 6 feet away from any other living body. It's just ridiculous. And so then we went to the merch table, and we were confronted by this yellow jacketed
person. We couldn't even get to the merch table. There was all this, tape that had been put on posts that was all over the place. I couldn't figure out how to get to the thing.
Yeah, they had this maze. Like, they were expecting thousands of people to queue up in front of the merch table when there wasn't. There wasn't anybody at the merch table.
At no point did I see anyone go there.
I suggested we leap over the tape that they put up.
I had started to put one leg over it.
Yeah, and the people manning the merch table were like, no, you guys have to go around.
Yeah.
Right, and we're like, okay, and you have to have a mask, too.
Right.
And you clarified, you're like, so if we don't have a mask, you're not going to...
I said, I have a medical exemption. You're not going to allow me to come buy something from you?
Right.
And they were like, nope.
And so we were like, okay, well, I guess you don't get any of our money then, because who knows? Maybe I'd have bought a T-shirt or, something.
Who knows?
Whatever kind of merch they had there for Jim Brewer, right?
We couldn't even get close to look at it.
Couldn't even get. And so we walk back towards our, we'll call it campsite for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
We walk back to our plot, and then this guy says something back to us about, the state can shut us down if you don't wear the masks or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. The same guy that hassled us on the way out.
Yeah. And he's like, if you don't wear the mask like we ask you to, we can ask you to leave. And I'm like, oh, my God, really?
Is that what this is going to come to?
Yeah.
Am I going to get kicked out of this event before it even starts?
Right.
Just for trying to go to the merch table?
And so this mask Nazi, which is what he is,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, you know, and then he hung around.
Like, well, that was his own or whatever.
That was his area. Like, I just, it's like, really, we don't need that. You know, we're grown adults. We know how to take care of ourselves. You know, GTFO, man.
Yeah, I got more to say about it, but let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We've got David. He's in central Pennsylvania. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, shout out to Jerome, man. I always liked his calls.
He's entertaining.
Man's got fire in the belly.
He's wrong, but I like his calls. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So my question is, if you go back and recall Carl Sagan, his most famous statement or the statement he's most known for is billions and billions.
Okay.
So my
okay.
question is, did
I thought
he
that
say,
was Trump. Billions and billions and billions.
Thought it was McDonald's.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. David, did we lose you? David in Pennsylvania. Not having good luck with the last couple of calls here. I don't know where he went to. Just
where did he go?
Poof. Maybe he'll
broke off.
Oh, there he is. We have you now. Say again whatever it was you were trying to say, because we haven't heard you for a few seconds.
Sorry. Technical difficulty.
No, go ahead, please.
I'm barely on the grid, Dave. And you might even hear a cricket in the background, which I can assure you is not digital. So the topic is Carl Sagan. If you remember Carl Sagan, the statement he is most remembered for is billions and billions.
Of what? Billions of what?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's just what he's known for. That's what everybody remembers about Carl Sagan.
All right. Well, I don't remember that. That's all
I'm
asking you.
My question is, did he ever say it?
Oh, I have no idea.
The quick answer is no, and in fact, it's the first line in one of his many books.
Uh-huh.
I never said billions and billions because it's not a real number. And the reason I bring it up is
billions
because
isn't a real number.
There's a lot of that going around, you know. So
I'm confused.
That's all I have.
I got to say, you have not enlightened me here. What do you mean by it's not a real number? I don't get it.
Billions and billions, according to Carl Sagan. I mean, I can't speak for him, but I certainly agree with him. I mean, mathematically, billions and billions. Is it 1 billion, 2 billion, a billion billions? Which is why it doesn't represent any particular
number. I see. You're saying it's not specific enough for a scientist,
yeah.
and that's why he didn't
yeah.
say it. Okay.
Yeah,
thanks, David, for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. That's unusual.
Yeah. So that's like McDonough, right? 1 billion served?
McDonough?
Sorry, that's my nickname for Madonna.
Oh.
Right, that's a specific number, 1 billion, right?
Okay.
Instead of McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
McDonald's used to have either a number
right.
on all of their signs,
yeah.
And then eventually they, like, think once they got over
it.
A billion, they were like, over 1 billion served.
Right.
And I think now McDonald's says billions and billions served.
Really?
I believe so. I could be wrong.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I presume that billions and billions would be at least two, but you're right. It is an unspecified concept. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, whatever it is. There's more of them than there are of us. I don't know what that means. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Authentic is the official winner of the 146th Kentucky Derby, and it was a lot different this year. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The 146th running of the Kentucky Derby looked a lot different this year in Louisville, Kentucky. There were no fans in attendance at the race that was postponed from the first Saturday in May to the first Saturday in September due to the coronavirus pandemic. Trainer Tom Amo shares just how important it is to have the fans at the Derby.
Derby every year has over 100,000 people attending, and in a big race like that, everyone is out on the balcony watching the race. All the fans cheering just for her, for a trainer that's so special.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the only people allowed at Churchill Downs for the Derby were trainers, owners, and of course the staff working.
This is USA Radio News. An Alabama-based animal feed company has voluntarily recalled certain dog food products due to elevated levels of mold, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Sunshine Mills said dog food sold under the brands Family Pet, Heartland Farms, and Paw's Happy Life have aflatoxin at potentially dangerous levels. The FDA said the Louisiana Department of Agriculture discovered elevated levels of mold during a routine sampling. So far, no illnesses or deaths have been linked to the dog food. The recall affects Family Pet meaty cuts in beef, chicken, and cheese, also Heartland Farms grilled favorites in beef, chicken, and cheese, and Paw's Happy Life Butcher Choice dog food. The FDA said pets that have consumed the affected products should be taken to a veterinarian if they exhibit signs of illness, including vomiting, yellowish tint to the eyes, or diarrhea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450 Free Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, you've got Ian,
the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We will allow you to call in about absolutely anything, even if it's so flummoxing that I lose control of my my brain, which I did at the very end of the last segment. It was such a confusing call. But we've been also talking about what happened last night, Captain. You and I and our co-host Nobody and a few other guys went out to
some other hosts and friends of hosts and that kind of thing.
One of these libertarian activists here, some of them came over from Manchester to come to Keene. Actually, technically wasn't in Keene. It was a little town called Swansea, which is to the south of Keene by one town. And they had this drive-in experience of, in this case, Jim Brewer, the comedian. Because I can tell you, I wouldn't have been as interested in seeing a concert in the drive-in format. I think that's like the height of just lamification of what used to be a good time, this sort of lame shadow of what we used to do, which was get in together, you know, get together with other humans in groups and be close and hang out and have fun together.
Right.
Now it's like, oh, you've got to have your parking spot, and there's this spot next to it, and you have to stay there, and if you want to leave your spot to go to the bathroom, you have to put a mask on, and you're not allowed to go over and visit. Oh, you've got friends over there? You're not allowed to go visit them. I mean, technically, those were the rules.
Right.
And, in fact, when you went to their website, which I'll tell you what the site is. It's drive-in-live.com. Terrible URL for radio. I felt bad for the disc jockey who had to interview Jim Brewer, and like this was his sponsor, right, so he had to keep mentioning it. And he kept screwing it up because it was just such a jumbled mess of letters and hyphens. You don't want to give out hyphens in a web URL on the air. So anyway, but when you go there, you can look at the rules that you purportedly are agreeing to, right? Like when you buy our ticket, this is what you agree to.
Yeah.
And we didn't buy the ticket. It was a will call ticket, so technically we didn't agree to those rules. But regardless, most of the people purportedly did. And one of them was that you had to obey the guidance, is what the government calls their COVID guidance, their the governor's orders, basically saying that when you are at a drive-in, this is how you should behave as a customer. Now, to be clear, the rules are written in a confusing manner in that they're written with a lot of musts and shalls. Like, as far as legal language is concerned, must and shall means something you have to do. And then should means something that you don't have to necessarily do.
Right.
But they certainly want you to believe that you do. And so a lot of people are very confused about these rules. And certainly the yellow-jacketed agent who was threatening us, threatening to kick us out of the park if we didn't put on a mask, if we want to leave our little spot, he believed that that was state law.
Right.
He cited this and claimed that this was a law. And I said, I don't think you're right about that. But I didn't want to have an argument with the guy. I'm not there to have a bad time.
Right.
I just wanted to get from where I was going to where I wanted to, arrive. In this case, we tried to go to the merch table. They wouldn't let us anywhere near it because we didn't have masks on. And so we tried to go back, and he tells us he's going to kick us out if he has to talk to us one more time.
Yeah.
So just ridiculous levels of kind of harassment going on here. They didn't have to do this. This wasn't like it was some sort of pack. I mean, like, even from a so-called public health event or whatever. It's not like this was a packed event where there's a ton of people on the roads walking back and forth or anything like that. There was no one around us at any point.
We were really out in the sticks.
Yeah.
I mean, this place is just a plot of land in a rural area.
The fairgrounds.
Yeah.
I mean, this was the parking area of the fairgrounds, basically, where this was all set up. So it's not like anybody was near us or anything. So it's just enforcement for enforcement's sake. Even if you do believe in all this COVID claptrap. And so he's got his job to do or whatever, even though he could have just ignored us.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just us or anything like that. I saw him on multiple occasions, and not just him. It wasn't like he was the only one on the security force doing this stuff.
All the yellow jackets.
Yeah.
Ironically, they sting you.
Yeah, there was a woman who told us we couldn't get close to the merchandise table, and then some other woman, it might have been the same one, I don't know, at night. We didn't get to this part, Captain. You'd had a few drinks, which, by the way, was against the rules, but that's okay, because what are they going to do about it? Nighttime had fallen.
Can't
so they
kick me out now.
Yeah, they can't see what you have in your hand at that point. I had to go to the bathroom at some point. It was a two-hour-long show. We'd already been there 90 minutes prior to it. So at some point, it's real bad form to pee in front of the other customers at the campsite. So you probably want to walk a little ways and go to the porta potty.
Yeah, they have the porta johns.
And we both had the same, separately, we both had the same experience. We didn't go to the bathroom together, but at different times. And when we left the bathroom, so they never said anything to us on the way in.
Right.
But whenever you would leave the bathroom without a mask on, they were standing there or close by enough to where they would then give you a hard time over it.
Yeah, they'd give you like a warning, like, next time wear a mask.
Yeah. And so, again, it's like I said, I didn't want to argue with these people, but I did tell the guy when he cited the law, I said, I don't think you're right about that, as I walked away, because I don't want to continue the conflict.
Yeah.
Let's end this. Let's try to have a good time at this terrible venue. Not that the physical location was terrible. It was beautiful. It was a great night. The temperature was wonderful. We had a full moon. I mean, as far as the scenery was concerned, it was a cool kind of an event. It's just it wasn't the way the guy you met at the bar had sort of painted the picture.
Yeah, not even.
He made it sound as though this was going to be some kind of laid-back event where as soon as you, there's all these rules, but as soon as you get in there, everybody's looking the other way, and it's totally fine, and people are milling around and hanging out and, having a party, and it was a good. No, it was not a party.
Yeah.
It was not that atmosphere at all. There was very little mixing between, people. There was very little meeting of new people or anything like that. That's not to say that it wasn't a good show. Jim Brewer did.
Jim Brewer was outstanding. He put on a hell of a show. He did a great job. But even he, during his set, felt uncomfortable. And you could tell he mentioned several times during the set about how this isn't usually how things work, mm-hmm. and I can't tell if, you know, I'm doing a bad job right now versus a good job. You know, he admitted, he's like, sometimes I'm going to suck and sometimes I'm going to be great. But for me, it's going to be a little more difficult to tell because you all are so, spread out and, you know, that kind of thing. So he would get laughs and it would take a minute for them to, like, get to the stage because people are so far away. He had to rely on the echo factor, you know, to determine, you know, how to read the crowd, if you will. So.
But he did get laughs, and it wasn't like it was a disaster as far as a performance. I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, I thought he did a good job, all things considered. And they did have, like, a camera crew there, and they were, you know, so they had, like, the giant screen TVs where you could see close-ups if you were far away.
And we should talk about the irony. Right?
Oh,
so
yeah,
he's doing a bit in his show where the name of his set this time was, quote, the new normal, unquote, which was great. And he is not a fan of the masks.
Yes, that's why we went.
Based on the content of his set. And so
had he not come out against the new normal publicly, I wouldn't have really cared enough to go to see the show.
Yeah, he called the Keene mayor a Nazi.
Yeah, he did.
That was pretty cool in his interview. But so he's on stage, and he's doing his bit, and he's talking about how crappy the whole mask thing is. And it's while he's doing that some of these Yellow Jackets are harassing people for not wearing the mask.
Right, literally at the same time.
Yeah, like, it was almost, I don't want to call it serendipity, but it was bizarre that here is the performer of the evening railing on how crappy masks are and how that you know they don't do anything and you know, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then yet the staff that's been hired to quote police the masks unquote at his own show are doing just that. So it is a bit of an oxymoron.
I hope he wasn't trying to sell any merchandise at that show because I can't imagine a single T-shirt got sold the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly didn't see any lines of people near that tent, so.
So you can comment. If you've been to one of these drive-in shows, how was your experience? You're welcome to join us. Because, again, these are happening in other places. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to check out Jim Brewer's show, he is going to be going to a few more venues, not
it's
a whole lot.
B-R-E-U-E-R, for those of you who don't know. He spent some time on Saturday Night Live. His most famous bit was Goat Boy. He was also in the movie Half-Baked.
Yeah. Funny guy. I enjoyed the show despite the fact that there were some really awful aspects to the venue, and it was not as good of a time as it could have been. It could have been really awesome.
It could have been.
If they just left people alone. 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time maybe for your call if you want to join us. 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Me, Captain.
From mid-March to mid-July of this year, Divvy, the newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times, which is an amazing thing. Obviously, the Divvy programmers would like to continue that sort of level of success. Certainly, we cannot predict the future, but so far, Free Talk Live has been pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking Divvy. DivvyProject.org. They even have a lottery for people who stake Divvy as well. D-I-V-I
Project. I can predict the future accurately. I predict that we will take a phone call.
I predict we might take more than one. DivvyProject.org. Let's start with Charlie in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Captain. Sorry about that little misgiver last week.
Oh, I'm not even sure what you're referring to.
Oh, I think he said something.
Yeah, we're talking
he
about
slipped.
The rise and decline of the United States, where it started and where it's going.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So what's on your mind this week?
Well, the same. Oh, just the same thing. Get to finish really the answer, and you know, talking about the rise and decline. I said 9/11, and then that you know, people telling on each other. The government has people telling on each other now. Their neighbors if they don't have a mask on, and this and that, and peeking over the fences. And, you know, it's pretty bad. I don't know where it's going to go from here.
Well, it's not going anywhere good. I mean, if people are being trained to be snitches and being encouraged to be snitches on each other, that's going to drive a wedge
that's
between
terrible.
Neighbors. It's going to drive a wedge between coworkers. It's going to push people even further apart, so that even more
theory.
Distanced from one another because everybody's afraid of each other.
I got a theory.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I don't know if you guys remember, but when Pelosi ripped up that the schedule for Mr. Trump during the inauguration, remember that?
Nah,
vaguely.
Well, she had said specifically before all this stuff happened was that the cities will burn as long as Trump is in office. She said, "Don't quote me on that, but it's pretty close to that."
Huh.
And then coincidentally, all of a sudden, you know, we got a virus going, cities are burning, and then I heard also from you guys. I don't know which one it was, but they were talking about how doctors were coming up missing, and when they were found dead.
I do remember something about that. Yeah, there was a string of doctors who went
in the U.S.
missing. Around the world.
Okay.
And my thing is, was, okay, the period continues from, okay, Pelosi's one of them. Cities are burning. Doctors coming up dead. Also, the virus gets loose. It's not really that bad. It's just a cold virus. But anyways, nonetheless, I put things together after a while, and I'm like, okay, four horsemen. And not necessarily men, according to biblical scripture. They cannot, you know, it's just a metaphorical speaking thing of happening. Now, the four horsemen I get are actually women. And I put them together as Miss Obama, Pelosi, Miss Clinton, and Vice President to be, maybe, hopefully not.
I don't mean to correct you, but if that's accurate, then they would be the four whores, man. Yeah, put a little comma in there, the four whores, comma, man.
But anyway, it's just a theory, yeah. It's a theory, and I hate it. I don't like it, and I think we're the ones that let it loose and blame China on it. I really do.
Now, are you saying that this is like some sort of biblical apocalypse?
I believe it's part of, maybe not biblical, maybe someone who had insight of what's to come, maybe, whatever, a bad dream, whatever. Okay, but it's...
Can we wake up? Is this a bad dream, Captain?
If it is, I wish somebody'd pinch me.
Yeah.
I wish it was, yeah, because the masks aren't in my dreams, but...
Yeah, isn't it sad when, like, dreams are, you know, more free kind of escape than the reality that we're experiencing? That's how it was in prison when I was in prison. I was in jail for civil disobedience. But when I was in jail, you know, the dreams are the best part. And, you know, a free life is...
If you're stressed out and too worried about things in real life, how can you even go to sleep?
Good question. Charlie, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. A life is supposed to be a time where you can create things, right? Like you can experience and create, and in order to have, I think, fun, you have to take risks. In order to have an experience that is valuable, you have to be able to put something on the line. And safety is way overrated. There was some guy who was like really over happy to be in a mask, and I was sitting out in a parking lot recently at Taco Biondo here in New Hampshire waiting on some of my food to be brought out because it's takeout only, so I had to sit out in my car. I mean, I don't have to sit in the car, but I hang around out in the parking lot. And as I'm sitting there on my laptop, I hear this guy talking to people as he's sort of coming around the parking lot. He's just super excited and talking to people about what's going on with his life. And he explains that, oh, well, I work at the school. And so it sounds like he's a bureaucrat at the local government school. And we've been doing lots of cleaning, and the kids are coming back, and he's just explaining all this to the, you know, whoever it is that's there in the parking lot listening to him, and he's masked up, and he's very excited about it. And when he stops talking and they break, you know, they part their ways, he says, be safe or stay safe and stay happy. And then he goes like, as he walks away, and it was just so
bizarre. He is on some good drugs, man.
It was the drug of obedience. It was the drug of safety. And this whole mentality, it's just really detrimental. You know, when you go somewhere and you drive in a car, you're taking a risk. I know that people think that it's like just routine and it's what we do, but you're taking a risk going and getting in a car and getting behind the wheel. Let's significant one. And why do you do that? Because it gets you somewhere. Because there's something that you can acquire or something that you can accomplish by going to the place that you want to go. Right. So you're willing to take the risk rather than staying home and staying still out of fear of what it is that might happen to you. And the same thing's true with the concert that, you know, we went to, or not concert, but the comedy show that we went to. You know, had it been that we could have just gone to this place and taken whatever risk we wanted to, then I think we would have had a much better time because other people would also be taking risks as well. And that could include drug use. That could include, again, the trip there or just simply walking around and interacting with other people.
Yeah.
But there are these, the security agents there wanted nothing to do with allowing people to make choices for themselves.
Yeah, and the one thing that the state has done is taken away the market's ability to innovate particular, you know, instance, right?
The state has said, this is what you must do.
Right. Instead of, hey, if your customers are worried about this, it's up to you to, like, address that as a business, right? So if you want to put on a show and there's a market for people to come, then you should be allowed to go ahead and do that.
Here's an
idea.
If
you want to put on a show where everything is social distanced or you're otherwise in a bubble or something.
Here's an idea. What about a mixed show? What about where you have the car zone for for the people who want to stay. Like, the people next to us just stayed in their car the whole time. The woman showed up with a mask on in her car. I mean, they had to roll their windows down because they forgot the FM transmitter. That's the only reason I think they rolled their windows down so they could hear the show. What about putting all the safety people in the little safety zone?
Yeah, the masked section and the unmasked section.
And the rest of us can have the risk zone or the choice zone, a zone in which it's like old times, where you can just make a choice for yourself and be there if that's where you want to be.
The free section.
Right. And the people in the safety section could have their own little porta potty so they don't have to encounter us when we go to our porta potties, you know?
Yeah. If there's a market demand for it, it would have arisen.
And I think that there would have been.
You know, you get what I'm saying.
It would have arisen.
Did arise.
Let's go to Jerry. He's in West Virginia. He had a problem with his phone earlier. Jerry, are you with us?
Hi, guys. Can I give you some friendly advice?
Please.
If you're going to ask people to call in, don't keep them on hold for 51 minutes and through three breaks. You guys aren't Rush Limbaugh, man. If you want people to call in, let them. I mean, you two have been entertaining each other for the last 54 minutes.
Well, thank you to my program director, Jerry. I'm so glad I brought you back after your call wasn't there when we took it earlier. I'm so glad that I brought it back so you could complain to us. Let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I need to expose a guy named Darren White is well known to everybody in the state of New Mexico. And where it concerns everybody else is he's a perfect example of statism. And let me give you a quote that he said on his radio program the other day.
Okay.
And that is that he believes keeping people safe is the fundamental role of government. And so then from that statement. And let me interject. This guy is an 8-year sheriff. Oh, and first of all, he comes from New York. Thank you, New York, for sending all of your stuff west and south and everywhere else you send it. But he's from New York. And he went out and he became an Army Ranger or whatever he was, and so that made him cool. And then he went to Houston and became a cop, and so that made him even cooler and tougher. And then he came to Albuquerque, continued to be a cop for a number of years, so he continued to be cool and tough. Oh, and by the way, he put all kinds of people in jail for selling marijuana and using marijuana.
Great.
Now he has a marijuana distributorship.
Oh, of course he does. David, I appreciate your call. Even though he didn't have a whole lot of time left, he made a point. Thanks for that.
Well done.
I'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.